It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you for downloading the 243rd edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows, even some off-air bonuses, like a little band called The Neighborhood drop by for an exclusive interview and performance. Yeah, really cool sort of stripped-down acoustic version of Afraid. I think you might just like it. Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at @LayneRoo, LayneRoo, or catch the show in all its terrestrial glory, weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Thanks, eh?
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
And Hardy Clothing founder Christian Ottigier is selling his L.A. mansion for $9 million. It has 7 bedrooms, pink kitchen stools, and a hallway table shaped like a hippo. Yeah, and to think, this is the man who held fashion in the palm of his hand. A man with a table shaped like an amphibious mammal. It's kind of like finding out your IT guy at the office doesn't know how to retrieve his own email. It's off-putting. And hipsters rejoice, there is a Goonies sequel in the works. The film's original creator, Richard Donner, confirmed the news. Just how sure is he? His words? I'd bet my kids on it. And Cameron Diaz cleared up her stance on pubic hair in a recent interview while discussing her book, The Body Book, saying, quote, I don't care what women do with it, but it's there for a reason, and to laser it off is to lose it forever. You know, I feel like just about the time science has discovered a quick and easy way to get rid of body hair for good, and it'll come back into vogue. We'll be using Rogaine crafting wigs. Speaking of which, authoring books, I mean, not pubic toupees, recent stats show that nearly 10% of people in Iceland will publish a book in their lifetime. Wow. In North America, I'm not convinced 1 in 10 has even read a book.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Were you one of the 6.6 million viewers who watched the season premiere of Game of Thrones? I don't know. Personally, I can't get into it. And not just because the name Game of Thrones makes me think of musical chairs with toilets instead of chairs, which is kind of a funny visual. It just wasn't my thing. But rejoice, fans. Let the slaughter continue. Game of Thrones has been renewed for both a 5th and 6th season. And pop star Miley Cyrus canceled the show with just 30 minutes remaining. The excuse she gave, she came down with the flu. I mean, you leave your tongue flapping in the wind like a flag. It's really only a matter of time before you catch something. And animal rights group PETA has interesting plans for the former home of Jeffrey Dahmer. They want to turn it into a vegan restaurant. A statement on the organization's website reads, rather than remaining a stark reminder of its dark past, the building can instead become the site of a celebration of culinary compassion. And Rob Lowe says that really good-looking people get a raw deal in life. Says there's a bias that they can't be in pain or can't have rough lives or be deep or interesting or even funny people. You know, he makes a good point. I'll be sure to share his tale of woe with Mobutu, the child I sponsor with World Vision.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Exciting movie news. A Gremlins remake is in the works. Warner Brothers has reportedly had the project in development for years, but has only recently decided to fast-track it. Rumor has it that Steven Spielberg may be involved once again, as he was in the original. And I'm sure you've heard by now, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, The Ultimate Warrior, passed away this week after collapsing suddenly. Now, while wrestling isn't my thing, I mean, hell, I don't even like fake boobs, there's no denying the man was a game changer. Prior to his arrival on the scene, most wrestlers looked like bloated, old-time circus strongmen. Muscular, but far from lean. Their personas consisted of walking around with a 2x4 and adding the word hacksaw to their name. Which doesn't even make sense because hacksaws are for metal, but I digress. Cue Ultimate Warrior. This is a guy who really seemed to understand what fans were there for. It wasn't wrestling, they were there for a show. They weren't there to see two men that looked like their old high school football coach pretend to fight. They were there to see warriors. He took that concept and ran with it right down to the war paint. You gotta admire that. And a denim company in the U.S. has created a new line of scratch-and-sniff blue jeans that emit a mint smell when scratched. I don't know about you, but any day my crotch smells like somebody's freshly brushed teeth is usually a good day.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is naked on the cover of the latest issue of Rolling Stone. Even though her back is to the camera, the picture is still a tad shocking when you see it. And not because it's a 53-year-old woman's naked back. I mean, I see that every time your mom leaves my apartment in the morning.
Ow!
Tell her I said hi, by the way. Her back has the U.S. Constitution inked across it. Turns out it's just a fake tattoo. And Universal Studios is adding a Fast and Furious ride in 2015. Reportedly, if you ride the ride back-to-back over and over, on your sixth go-round, the ride actually comes to a grinding halt when it violently collides with irony. What, is it too much or too soon? I can't tell. Maybe both, sorry. I was actually thinking the other day, though, about Paul Walker and how his tragic death really wasn't so much ironic as it was an occupational hazard. Picture it. You may be a responsible, hands-at-10-and-2 driver most of the time. Suddenly, you're chauffeuring around a buddy of yours, star of Fast and Furious. Do you obey the posted speed limit? I'll bet that poor man couldn't even take a cab without its driver racing around like a police chase. And fun animal fact, an elephant's trunk has a whopping 40,000 muscles in it. It's true.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Exciting changes in late night. Stephen Colbert will be taking over hosting duties on The Late Show when David Letterman retires in 2015. Apparently, he's inked a 5-year deal. And like The Simpsons? Well, if so, good news. Specialty cable network FXX will be showing nothing but The Simpsons for almost 2 weeks straight. The network is celebrating its $750 million syndication for the show, and it's decided to celebrate with a 12-day Simpson marathon. Like I said, good news if you like The Simpsons. Great news if you like The Simpsons and bedsores. And music news, the man who brought us such hits as Sunglasses at Night and Boy in the Box is back. Yeah, Corey Hart has a new single out. I'll confess I haven't heard it yet. But considering his last hit was like 30 years ago, I'm expecting something like, I wear my bifocals at night? And another blast from the musical past, Sir Mix-a-Lot will perform Baby Got Back this summer with the Seattle Symphony. I always thought that song needed a cello. I just can't help but wonder if they'll time the timpani roll to the tootsie roll.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sonic 1029 Booster Juice Listener Lounge. This band here is called The Neighborhood. Their latest album, I Love You, came out last April. They're playing a sold-out show tonight at the Union Hall. And they still said, you know what? I'm going to come by, play some songs just for you. Well, and you. Now, if 80s movies taught me anything, the way bands get famous is they play in a nightclub and some skeezy guy who's doing a mountain of coke decides to write a huge check. You guys, you know, get a record deal. You all buy Ferraris and that's pretty much your story, right?
I bought a Cadillac instead.
No, you guys went from releasing music in your basement to the lineup of one of the biggest music festivals going. How did that happen?
Our songs were good enough.
How long have you guys been at this? How did you get into music?
We were in different bands around town, and we were just buddies for a long time, for a few years, before we ever tried writing anything. And then we tried writing something, and it was Sweater Weather. So then we tried to write more.
Interesting. You know, when I look at you guys, I would kind of go, punk, maybe a post-hardcore band, something like that. And so how did Sweater Weather come about?
Came up with the melodies and made a beat around it, and then I wanted the song for myself. Because I was doing stuff, and Zach had a riff, and you know, I was like, yo, I really like that. Let me try to do something over it. And he was like, I really like it, though. Like, I might want to do something. So I was like, all right, fine. And let me record what you do. And then I knew once it was on my computer, maybe I would have a chance to be able to do something over it. So I was like, let me just try to, like, do drums over it and see what you think. And then he was like, yeah, that's cool. And then I was like, let me try to sing over it. And he's like, okay. And then ended up having, but before this, we just had jobs. Like,
what were you doing? Where were you working?
Every single one of us has worked at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
Except for, well, now our drummer, but like before that, yeah, everybody was Urban Outfitters employees, just like mall jobs. And Mikey, who plays bass for the band, I worked for his parents' company for a while, like a window shutters and blinds and all that kind of stuff.
What do you think of our window coverings?
They're cheap, man.
We appreciate your honesty.
You need some wood shutters. I go 2.5-inch ones.
Okay. I'll put the request in. Now, did you have that special moment where you could kind of do the take this job and...
I had a couple of those moments in my life, like before this happened. Like, I think I was like part of the process of getting here, but a couple moments of like, I'm going to quit my job, leave everything behind, and just do this. And like, I think you kind of have to in order to really like eventually get here. You can't just be like, it doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter how good of luck you have. I don't think that really matters. Like, you have to work to do it. Yeah, it takes a while. I mean, there was never a moment for me where I was like uncommitted. Like, if Sweater Weather didn't happen right away, I'm pretty sure we would have kept trying something. Sweater Weather was like one of the first 10 songs we wrote. It happened to be the first one out of those 10. But like in that group of songs, a song called Wires was in that group of songs also, which is on our debut EP. So like, there was a couple good ideas that were floating around.
Excellent. Well, let's get to a song. You guys are going to play us Afraid?
Yeah. What's the first one I say? Make that money. That's right. Here we go. Make that money. Fake that dummy and ache my tummy. Your face so sunny. Paint junk, honey. Ain't that funny? Yeah. You're too mean. I don't like you so. You make me wanna scream at the top of my lungs, and it hurts, but I won't fight you. You make me wanna die. Oh, I wanna. I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might end up being me. Don't stop dreaming and keep on breathing. Yeah, fight those demons. And if they see it, if they do, when you're sleeping, just make them leave it. Yeah. You're too mean, I don't like you so. You make me wanna scream at the top of my lungs, yeah. It hurts, but I won't fight you. You make me wanna die. Oh, I wanna wake up afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might end up being me. Yeah. And oh, 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 oh. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might end up being me. Thank you.
A neighborhood sonic session. Now, I wanted to ask you guys about black and white. You were very insistent on, you know, everything being in black and white. Your videos are all black and white. Where did that originate? And also kudos on having an artistic vision like that.
Thanks,
you know, early in your career that you've really sort of committed to.
Yeah, totally. Came up really early on, and we decided to stick with it and roll with it. I remember we had a meeting one night with our label, and they were sitting at the meeting, and they were like, okay, so like, yeah, the black and white thing. So is that for like now or for, or like for a little bit, like for this EP or whatever? And we were like, no, we want to do it forever. Like we want, like that's what we want it to be. And they were like, cool.
Are you guys fans of any black and white TV shows or anything like that? Was there something that you saw specifically that you kind of went, I like the glamour of that, or?
No, there wasn't. That was kind of the cool thing about the whole project. Like the music was what really drove it all. Like the music, like when we wrote Sweater Weather, we wrote any of these songs, we never thought like, yo, you know that one song by this band or this artist or whatever? Let's do one like that. Like that's what we need. We need this. We need that. It was never that. It was like, yo, what idea do you have? All right, that's pretty cool. Now let's try to make something out of that. So the black and white commonly gets like misconceived as like, like a classic kind of a vibe. But I like to think of it as like a really modern vibe.
Well, plus you don't have to worry about matching your clothes when you go on the road, right? It's like navy, yeah. Black, close enough.
Oh, no, navy's not allowed. Navy's a big no-no.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here, especially with a sold-out show tonight. I mean, we really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
The Neighborhood, everyone.
Thanks, guys. The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.